Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game
on 2FM.
Okay, now to motorsports. And after Mercedes won their sixth title in a row, has Formula One turned into a bit of a procession once more? We spoke to Formula One journalist Declan Quigley, and he reminded us how the storm impacted the race.
Yeah, well, it was a great weekend if you wanted a day off, because the typhoon did indeed impact big time on the Japanese Grand Prix last Sunday, Marie, because they didn't run in qualifying on the Saturday, no running at all. Then they ran qualifying on the Sunday morning. And lo and behold, the Ferraris, who had been incredibly slow on Friday, suddenly vaulted to the head of affairs. Sebastian Vettel found some form that he hadn't had in recent races, 2/10 quicker than the nearest of the Mercedes. But then he blew the start, and then his teammate Charles Leclerc ran into Max Verstappen at the second corner. So suddenly the Ferraris are out of it, and the Mercedes just cruised to a 1-3 victory, which ultimately meant that with Valtteri Bottas in first and Lewis Hamilton in third, that Mercedes took their sixth consecutive Constructors' Championship, and that's four races early. So it's an increasing and continued dominance of the Mercedes team. It also means that a Mercedes driver will win this year's Drivers' World Championship.
Declan, just on it, obviously you spoke about the Ferraris blowing their start. But it was the type of race that if you got off to a powerful start, it was nearly done and dusted at that point.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Suzuka is an amazing racetrack to drive. I mean, it's one of the most challenging tracks on the calendar, but it's not the easiest track to overtake on. They've just got one DRS point, which is that point on the track where you can. It's sort of, some people say it's artificial, but the way that the wings work at that point, it's easier to overtake. And so, yeah, there's not a lot of overtaking at that race. So it wasn't maybe the most exciting, but it was a bit disappointing for Ferrari fans, for neutral fans, for those that would like to see maybe some more teams coming into the mix. But for all that, it was a great win by Valtteri Bottas, and he really needed it.
Is the dominance of Mercedes making Formula One a bit boring? Like, or is that just a bit of an exaggeration because people want that bit of variety?
Yeah, no, it is a concern. It's the sixth consecutive year that Mercedes are going to secure both championships. It's a remarkable feat. It's never been done before. We have had periods of dominance through the years. I mean, everyone remembers the McLaren years of the 1980s. Williams in the early 1990s were so dominant, even in the early years of Formula One. It's always been the way. There have been dominant teams, but because you've got a hierarchy of Mercedes with a bit of an edge, Ferrari coming with a bit of a run, and Red Bull are thereabouts. And they're the only three teams that have won 17 races this year, 12 of them won by Mercedes. Ferrari in the mix increasingly in recent races, Red Bull thereabouts. But the other midfield teams are incredibly closely packed. It's a really great scrap behind those three teams, but unfortunately at the moment it's not for the win.
Text 51552.
Game on. Weekdays from 6.
So since we spoke to Declan, Formula One has confirmed that it's preparing to publish its planned 2021 regulations by the end of this month. So it'll be interesting to see what changes, if any, these have on the sport.
Game on.
On 2FM. Weekdays from 6.